Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 347 of Your Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. And today is November 28th, just one day after post-apocalypse Black Friday, 2015. On the show today, you have, of course, myself, Greg DeLacy, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. You also have joining the show today, fill-in extraordinaire Mr. Robin Tate.
Good evening, everybody. Black Friday has sort of got to Northern Ireland as well. It's like a slow invasion. Anyway, Bongo the Sane totally benefited from Black Friday, and I'll be talking about all my lovely purchases later. So nice to be back on the show, Mr. DeLacy, and lovely to see your face and hear your voice on the podcast again. I'm glad you found your way back. Little homing pigeon.
Yes, yes. Life got in the way. It deemed that I miss a few weeks, which was kind of weird. I mean, I had not missed, I think I missed one, maybe two shows over the past three so years. And then suddenly it was like, no, I've missed like six.
Yeah, you're so, making up for it now. Well,
yes, I'm making up.
That's all right.
Absolutely. And yes, for those wondering, Robin is actually reporting from in a submarine below surface level. Yeah, you're a little bubbly right now, Robin, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I like you bubbly anyway. Speaking of bubbly, Richard Webster on the show this week. Rich!
Bubbly.
Yes.
What the fuck?
It was diversionary, Rich. It was diversionary. Bubbly, you're light, you're airy, you're fun, Rich. That's what I was getting at.
You've basically just described the movie Clueless. I am at Big Bad Daddy on Steam and Twitter and PSN.
And PSN, yes. This is we've got more stuff to talk about from Black Friday. Kind of craziness.
We have. Yeah. So I am Big Bad Daddy, Richard Webster, streaming this live over Twitch. Hopefully this week we won't have as many issues as last. We only had one viewer though, so fuck him.
Yeah. Rich, I just noticed
it was probably me.
You've got the porn stash going straight. I mean, you got the hair slicked back nice and you're working it.
I'm just trying to be a bit more, I don't know, a bit more 30-year-old.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus the mustache will be gone come Tuesday because Movember is going to be over.
True.
Yeah. I heard you were going to take it off for an interview. Is that right, Richard? But you went frigate. They can take me as I am or not at all.
Sacked it off, just went for the interview anyway, and just said, hello, I'm Richard, I'm doing Movember.
That would have been a good interview if you had just burst into YMCA.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I just wonder, I've got a presentation for you, here you go.
You could have also worked in the whole, you know, I also part-time an adult film.
That would have worked.
I think that would have given me some cred.
Yes, definitely. 100%.
Oh, it looks far better than anything I could grow, Rich. So this is just a jealous man. I cannot grow a mustache to save my life. My wife completely can back that up. Any attempts I've ever made, it just looks like I have dirt on my face. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it surprises me because loads of fellas have been coming up to me in work. And I mean like fellas, like 40-odd. And they've been saying like, I didn't want to do it because I couldn't grow one, and like yours is really good. And I'm thinking, you know, they don't realize that it's pretty much the only part that grows. It's not.
Right. So, just this whole Movember thing. I went up to my friend the other day and congratulated them on one a wonderful, wonderful facial growth, and she punched me in the face.
Oh God, love it.
The last member to be introduced today, we cannot forget our favorite Kim.
Thank God you didn't like say that? Speaking of facial growth.
No, I would never do such a thing. Kim, on the podcast this week.
I also cannot
Kim, how are you
mustache
doing?
And I didn't partake in Black Friday, so there's that out of the way. Yeah, it's me. You know, howdy everybody. Glad you're back, boss. You know, we kind of missed you around here.
It was fun listening to the show, though. You know, I mean, being away from it, it made for some very entertaining listening.
Oh, I can well imagine.
You guys did fantastic. I Golf claps all the way around.
Yay.
The show did not break. It tried. It tried a couple times, but you guys held it all together. Duct tape, you know, staples, whatever you could find.
Screws, asbestos, a bit of adhesive, and right. some nuclear material held it together. They're Fallout 4 references. I know none of you have played it. I just want to shout out Lindsay Jane and Gamergirl. Gamergirl Deluxe, that is, on Twitter, because they've just liked my tweet about the podcast. So thanks, ladies. It's got to be the mustache, I think. It's just bringing them in, Greg.
Why? It is.
Former Q, ladies. Former Q.
The stash. It's like it's like honey for a bee.
It is.
I was going to go with some other references, but the honey and bee, that works.
It does.
All right. Well, we're all here. We've got people slowly dripping into the Twitch. I think I saw Bobag420 on there, so shout out to him for getting the front row seat. It's always good to be first in line. If nothing else, we've learned from Black Friday, you want to be first in line. All right, well, instead of getting into what we've been playing, I thought we would dive into some of the news topics first.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah, see? I'm back one day and I'm already just throwing wrenches out. There wasn't a lot of news from this past week. You know, and Black Friday certainly was the big thing, I think, from the past week. But I thought I'd throw out a couple other things that caught up on my radar just prior to jumping onto the show. So Fallout 4 digital sales. Rich, I know you were a big Fallout 4 fan, and we know it did around $750 million its first week of sales, and that was fantastic. You know, huge showing for Fallout 4 as it broke out. But one of the interesting things I saw was that digital sales for Fallout 4 came in around 100 million in its first 3 days of launch. Surprised me on kind of a couple fronts because
your math is very, very wrong.
take
a note off.
100 million in the first 3 days.
No way. It was 1.1 or 1.3 million in the first 3 days digital downloads, and they shipped 12 million copies. You've got an extra note.
No.
You've got an extra
Robin, you're mistaking.
Oh,
not
you're
copies.
Money. Oh, you're talking money.
Money.
My
yes,
apologies.
Money.
I thought it was your math again. You do have previous.
I do like to subtract things in weird ways, but no, this was just money revenue, 100 million in sales in the first 3 days from digital. But it surprised me a little bit because I thought digital would be stronger comparative to the disc-based. Because, I mean, we know in its first 3 days of launch, it earned $750 million. So now we're saying basically about, you know, one-seventh, if you will, or if we want to be generous, one-sixth of the sales was online digital. I thought that would be higher, especially given it's such a huge PC game. That it just, you know, digital offering would have been much higher.
I have some thoughts on that, Greg, regarding the PC version.
All right, let's hear it. I like the thoughts.
Some people may have thought this as well. I know it's an issue in some places of the world. A few guys have complained on the Bethesda forums about the fact that there's only 5 gigs of data on the disc, and then you've got to download the other 20. People bought the disc thinking the whole game would be on it, and it wasn't. And I think they did it for like piracy reasons or something, but that might say as to why a lot of people bought the disc compared to digital, because it's a big download. It's almost 30 gigabytes.
Right. That does make sense.
So that might attest to it as well. Also, I don't know about over in the States, but digital downloads are more expensive than disc on,
called?
On Steam. Yeah. Amazon will sell new games for PC for £30-35, but the last few like big launches on Steam have been like £49 to download.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would definitely account for it.
Did you pay for yours, Richard?
Mine was about £32 from got a code, CD keys or something, got like a 20% discount on CD keys.
I bought it for Joshua, my son, for his PC, and I bought it for $24.99 of a code. Maybe I shouldn't have bought that code. Maybe I'm the problem of the grey market. That's Stu Fowler's fault from the Veteran Gamers.
I think it's the same revenue, isn't it?
I thought $24.99 was pretty good.
No, that is pretty good. But I mean, that was digital, Robin? Or was that a disc based?
No, that was digital for the PC. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And I have it on the Xbox One here as well, but that's a Canadian special. Mm. Thank you, Fraser. So.
Yeah, I just wonder. Maybe it was a situation of kind of a combination of both. Maybe that's kind of. But Richie raised some good points.
Are we a little blinkered with it? I mean, you know, we are the guys that now have almost embraced digital. I mean, I prefer it on the Xbox on my hard drive now rather than a disc. So we've sort of embraced that. Has the general public, which is probably 90% of Xbox PS4 owners, still buying it on disc, going into the shop to get it, getting it delivered by Amazon? Because we were like that a year ago, year and a half ago.
Yeah. I think there's still definitely strong disc-based boxed copy sales. You know, you can't argue with that. I mean, that's still the majority of all of the digital sales, all of the game sales out there are still boxed retail disc versions. So it's not like digital has overtaken physical copy. But I just was surprised at the kind of seeming percentage of the sales. It just seemed really leaning heavily towards disc-based. And this is such a big PC release.
Yeah, I get your
that
point.
Surprised me. That surprised me.
Hmm. Yeah.
But all right. Well, I mean, you know, there's who knows? Maybe. Digital will overtake.
Is there any figures there, Greg, to compare the sales of this compared to another release that would be big, like StarCraft this week as well? Or last week?
You know, if I had thought about doing that, maybe there would be, but I had not and didn't bother to actually do any kind of backup research in that vein. Mm. But, you know, again, I also think Fallout is one of those games that also has some pretty long legs to it. And I know in previous generations, I believe Fallout really had a long tail sales-wise, but that was almost all digital through like Steam sales, that kind of thing. So I wonder if it really will balance out towards the latter part of its life.
There you go.
All right. Just Cause 3, for those that are interested in Just Cause 3, some kind of interesting information came about just basically today of people getting copies of the game ahead of time. And even though some were under embargo with the reviews, Games Cabin in particular threw out a PSA that the game basically is having performance issues, both frame rate and loading times. And I saw reports of loading times being upwards of like almost 3 minutes, and that was on PS4. They hadn't actually tested out the Xbox One version yet, so they couldn't say for sure if it was going to be similar. But you have to think it is going to be similar in some fashion. And then frame rates were really, really bad, especially when explosions were going off. They said the frame rates were literally dropping into the just about like a refresh rate level of, you know, huge stuttering. So and this is with the post release patch installed. So this is, you know, they have the day one patch.
That's funny. I mean, we played this at EGX, and I know it was a build from 6 months ago, right. I suppose. But, you know, as uninspiring as it was, as Just Cause is, it's, you know, lots of fun blowing things up. It actually performed really well in the demo that we played. So that's quite strange.
Yeah, and I've not seen any reports of things like that from people who previewed it and stuff. You know, the gaming people.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and this is why I brought it up, because this just came out today. And you know, hey, a lot of people are thinking probably now they're going to be picking up as this one of the games coming up next week. A lot of people have been excited for it. But this was one of those where I was like, you know what? Given that we had the show today, I thought I'd throw this word of caution out there now. Maybe wait to hear some reviews before you go buy the game. This is definitely a game I would say wait for day one. Wait for those reviews to come out before you plunk down money and commit to it.
Wait for 6 months at the moment, Greg.
Yeah. I mean, Batman PC, that should have taught us something, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Which PCs aren't just good enough to run Batman. Just that's it.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, so there's that. Black Friday. So, I did not take part in Black Friday this year. Kim, you said you did not either.
No, I didn't either.
Robin, you did partake in some Black Friday stuff.
Yeah, I bought it sitting yesterday afternoon, and I sent a wee message to Fraser to say, do you have any interest in The Witcher? So I bought The Witcher. It was okay. 22 quid, and I thought, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. Don't know when I'm going to get to play it, and probably by the time I get to play it, it'll be a tenner, because that's usually the way it happens. So, yeah. So I bought it. I bought Kerbal Space Program for my youngest, for the PC. Okay. It's all into the demo, all over it. And I bought a few other bits and pieces from Amazon. I bought a wireless security camera thing. I bought a Tetris light that you can take the Tetris pieces and you can build it as like whatever shape you want. And there's metal pieces on it. And as long as they're touching each other, each chunk lights up different colors.
Cool.
Seems cool. You'll see that here probably next week.
Okay.
And a few other bits and pieces that were sort of half price and stuff I got there. But unfortunately, my problem with all the Xbox and PlayStation game sales is I have the majority of these.
Yeah, I was in there with you. There wasn't anything that jumped out to me and said, I need to pick that up. The sales themselves that I looked over, I mean, there were good deals to be had, but most of the games that I was interested in were either not on the sale or I had already picked up.
Yeah, I got two games from the sale. So.
Sorry. What did you get, Kim?
I got Blues and Bullets. I picked that one up, and what was it? The King's Quest. I got it. But everything else, okay.
Yeah, well, Blues and Bullets is good. I enjoyed that. It's quite atmospheric, a bit junky, but good.
That's why I got it.
The rest of the episodes. Look, I mean, if you haven't picked up the Telltale games, that was a fantastic deal there. You know, 60 or 70% off. There are some good deals out there for lots of games. And if you're not like us that just don't play lots of them, well, there are good deals to be had, I suppose.
Yeah.
It felt this year that Black Friday was a more sit-at-home sort of day. Maybe there wasn't just the mass panic riots. Definitely in some of the stores over here. I know I wouldn't have dreamt of going near a store, and I can't imagine if I was an American and lived in America that was the last place I would go to. You know, Judith and I have, there's five kids here, and every single present for them has been bought. It's wrapped and it's hidden away for Santa Claus, and not one shop was entered. So
yeah,
that's kind of the way we do things. It's just the thought of fighting your way through some people, crowds.
Well, so it's interesting that you talked about online. So we did get some reports back in terms of the Black Friday online sales from Adobe. They put forward some data for the online retail. So just kind of going through all of this stuff, some anecdotal stuff, a lot of it not necessarily gaming related, but mostly tech stuff, I think, is really what was the main winners from Black Friday, at least from online shopping. So Samsung 4K TVs, Apple iPad Air 2, the Microsoft Xbox One, the Apple iPad Mini, and the Sony PS4 basically were the top five sellers for online in Black Friday in terms of electronic products. Top five most popular toys were Lego Dimensions, the Shopkin dolls, which I don't know what those are, Lego Star Wars, Barbie Dreamhouse, we all know what that is, and Lego Friends. So Lego coming through in a big way. additional stuff off Black Friday. So total consumer spend was $2.72 billion online by the end of the day, 14% higher than 2014. And the average order online was $141, which actually was a little bit of a decrease from the year over year by about 2%. The five products most likely to run out of stock soon are the Amazon Fire 7-inch 8-gig Amazon Fire. Then there's the Beats Solo on-ear headphones, NBA 2K16 game for the PS4, the Pie Face game, whatever that is, and the Force Awakens. Yeah, Force Awakens 6-inch figure was also basically out of stock within minutes. Shoppers saw an average discount of 24%. So that's kind of an interesting thing. Now you start to see, an average of 24%, that almost doesn't make it sound worth it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you know, Black Friday to me was, you know, you got a 50% off deal. It really made it worth it to go out and either brave it or even just jump online to, you know, to buy that one product that you were, you know, looking for. But an average of 24% seems awfully low for Black Friday. Maybe that's just because a lot of people bought the discount item and then they bought other stuff with it. I don't know. Rich, did you partake or do you ever partake in any kind of like Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals?
I pretty much got all of my Christmas presents yesterday for everybody online.
Excellent. Thank you.
It's brilliant just being able to do it on the internet. And I have done in the past like games and stuff, but I didn't really bother that much this year because I've got lots like to play. I noticed though a lot of the sites and stuff and like game sites were doing just ridiculous sales, and I don't mean like 70% off. I mean like Origin £5 off,
right?
For a £50 game is not even a sale. That's a discount code you can find on freecodes.com or whatever. They just, right. Black Friday deals. I didn't really see that many. Even like some of the shops, like brick and mortar shops, were doing like 10% off. Like you do that, that on a Sunday, just randomly. What's the point? But my girlfriend did buy a PS4, and I'll be moving in there in a few weeks' time. So she bought it for like me and her. She got that in a Black Friday deal.
There were some great console bundle deals out there, you know, for PS4 and Xbox. I mean, Xbox I've seen over here was about £220 with two games, which is fabulous.
That's a crazy good deal, yeah.
Yeah, and again, pretty similar to PS4 going that way too. So anybody that was looking for that second console that were, you know, PS4.
Or even that first console. I mean, you know, I think the console manufacturers, even Nintendo, I think, saw a good uptick from Black Friday. It'll be interesting to see, you know, next week, obviously, we'll get all of the PR statements, no doubt, from Microsoft, from Sony, even probably from Nintendo, talking about the success they had with Black Friday. So it'll be interesting to see how those numbers, you know, how they bear out. And also how they impact the whole month, you know, in the month of November in terms of sales. It really is their biggest month in terms of the console makers and moving units. I'd say probably even more so than December. So
I'm looking forward to seeing Microsoft's usual. This Black Friday was 3% more productive than three Black Fridays ago. That they're just general like skewed like things. Nintendo will just come out and just talk about Smash Brothers. They won't even mention Black Friday. It's like, yeah, we've got Smash Brothers. But yeah, I mean, the PS4 we got was the Uncharted Drake's Fortune bundle, and
I think that was their main kind of big sale one, and they're carrying that through, I think, to the end of November.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw everywhere. So we got that, and then we got The Last of Us, on the PS4, and that was £250. And then I bought Little Big Planet 3 for her for £15 off Amazon.
So nice,
pretty good deal.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you will definitely enjoy those games. The Uncharted bundle for sure. I like The Last of Us too, so I don't think you could have gone wrong with either one of those, Rich.
Yeah.
I agree.
Story-driven games, yeah.
Yep, and it's a great way to break somebody in that doesn't necessarily play a lot of, you know, action games, like you said, Rich, earlier in the week. Story-based games like that, especially well-done story games, I think casual gamers can really kind of get behind, you know, even just from kind of watching and just watching the story unfold.
Yeah, definitely.
And she'll start to take advantage now of the PS Plus stuff immediately. Maybe you'd already signed her up that way and started to grab the titles for PSN.
Yeah, well, she's just signed up tonight. I've still got my username from when I first bought a 360, and I was like, I'm going to steal the PSN version of Big Bad Daddy because just in case. So I've still got it. So I'll be using that. And I've told her like it's only like a fiver a month or whatever, and you get two free games. And you know, you can play online and stuff. So we'll probably do it. We were playing Uncharted and like passing the controller back and forth and that, and she was getting used to the, you know, the camera and stuff. She did shoot a couple of guys. So
that's good.
Nice. Working. Yeah.
Yeah. Rich, a word of advice, since you know you guys are up on PSN, and I'm assuming she's up on her trial of like PSN Plus. I'm assuming she got like a 1 week or 1 month code to be on PS Plus.
Yeah, I think she's got like 2 weeks. I don't think she's set up on it yet, though.
Right. So get her set up on it before the 30th. Mm. This way you can download the games that were on offer for November, and then you can get the games in December.
Yeah.
And this way they'll at least be tied to the account. And this way, if you have to let it lapse for just a little bit, you'll still have them in your history. So whenever you sign back up to it, you'll have access to those games again.
Yeah, we will. Definitely.
And I would also suggest here, do not be paying a fiver a month for PSN. You'll get a full year a lot cheaper than that.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
Maybe 30 quid, maybe a little bit for a minute. You can get 12 months Xbox Live Gold now for less than 20 quid for a whole year.
Yeah.
So if you get CD keys or something like that there, you'll pick it up really, really cheap.
Yeah, cool. I'll look out for it.
And we're going to give Robin some donations. You are still awfully Skypey, my friend. We need to get the hamsters running faster on that treadmill, kick the internet faster.
Sorry, people, I'm switching my camera off. You are all fine, by the way. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I must be your connection. It's not loving you today, but we'll still see your smiling face.
I'm going to kick the video off.
There we go, and we still have that lovely smiley face. Yeah. It might have impacted our... No, I think it's okay. I think we're okay at the moment.
All right. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about what we've been playing this past week. Kim, I know you said it's been a lot of pie baking.
Yeah.
Not so much video game playing.
No, not so much. I played some cards yesterday, but, no video game playing.
Was it poker?
No, it was 11-point pitch. So
11-point pitch. I don't know what that is.
I'm not going to explain it, but it's it was fun. So just Google it. It'll tell you.
11-point pitch is probably going to take me some like crazy like X-rated site.
Probably. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yep. But no, I haven't had a chance to play anything all week, so hopefully next week maybe.
All right. No worries, but let's talk about pumpkin pie making.
Uh-huh.
So you made 8 pumpkin pies.
Yes, I did. But,
that's a lot of pumpkin pies. I mean, that's almost like a full pie per person. Well, if the head count was like, you said it was going to be 6 to 8 people coming for
Thanksgiving. Something like that, yeah. I'm assuming, Nobody ever tells me for sure who's all coming.
Like pumpkin pie that much?
Well, sort of. My brother, we just found out this year my brother's diabetic, so I have to make things without sugar in them, and I didn't want him to feel left out, so I made him some sugar-free pumpkin pie, and then...
Okay, that's one pie.
Yeah, well, that would be two.
There's 7 more.
And, I made 4 regular pies because we all like pumpkin pie. I mean, who doesn't? And then...
I have never had pumpkin pie. Ever.
I'll send what?
Never.
You one.
It's not
Robin.
It's not,
never.
It's not. What?
Never. Never had pumpkin pie before.
No, it's not a UK thing. Use your pumpkin, people. Richard, have you ever had pumpkin pie before?
It's disgusting. I wouldn't even try it.
It's disgusting. I wouldn't even try it. You don't even know what you're missing, Rich.
It looks like radioactive rhubarb. And even rhubarb is touch and go. It's not for me.
No, I imagine it's very sweet and lovely and almost
it like is sweet.
Parsnip-y, sweet parsnip-y sort of taste, you know.
Well, now that you're saying parsnip, it's kind of throwing it.
That's ruined
it. Yeah, I was gonna say. Filling.
Yeah, but that sweetness, that vegetable sweetness, like parsnip, lovely cooked, is nice and sweet. I can imagine the pumpkin is nice and sweet that way as well.
Yeah.
Mm. And pastry like puff pastry, Kim? Is it?
It's like a pie
encased.
It's just a
pie crust. That's lovely.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Robin, next time you come to the States,
yep, July,
July, get pumpkin pie. You can almost get it year round. It's almost always. So, get a piece of pumpkin pie.
And get some.
I'll do that.
It will ruin you forever.
I'll review it.
Yes, review the pumpkin pie. I'm a big fan of apple pie as well.
Me too.
So this is like I'm like in my zone this time of year. It's pumpkin pie, apple pie. I cannot be happier.
What about mince pie? Drop them over there.
No. Nope.
No.
Mince pies are all right. Bit sweet, but they're all right.
Yeah. I tried pecan pie. That was a different thing for me. I had never tried pecan pie up until this past year. Surprisingly
pecan
found
pie.
Out
I
quite a bit. Pecan.
Pie.
All right. So pumpkin pie's out of the way.
Yeah,
Kim,
yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about before we move on? Was there any other baking to be done?
No. I still have to make some deviled eggs, but no more baking. I'm all done with that. So.
What?
Okay.
What eggs?
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs?
What are deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs.
Oh, boy.
So they're hard-boiled eggs cut in half,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you scoop out the yolk center, and
yes.
You take the yolk center, and you whip it up with, like, mayonnaise?
Yep, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, and then other flavors. You can use, like, paprika. You can use chives.
Mustard. Pickle relish.
Mustard.
Yeah,
little bit of deli mustard, and you put it back into the center of the egg.
Mm-hmm.
A little mound back.
Cleaning out your cage the next day. I'd say that's pretty ripe. Have you had six or seven of those things into you?
It can be, yeah, depending.
Do not eat the eggs and then drink coffee. That is 100% smart advice.
Very good. Deviled eggs. Okay. All right.
Yeah, deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Come on over. We'll
exactly,
bring you into
yeah.
some more Americanisms. All right, Robin, let's talk about what you have played this past week.
Okay, well, I've had an extremely busy week. Just the last few weeks work-wise have been nutty, work and personal life, but I've fitted a few bits and pieces in. I literally, there's a bit of a story to this as well, because I am frustrated now. I have Fallout 4. I have so many games I have to finish, like Batman and Far Cry and so
right.
many, many things. And I'm getting annoyed that I'm at 30, 50, 60% in lots of these games. And I've kind of made a decision today that I'm going to hold off playing any more Fallout until I catch up with other fantastic games from this year, like Batman deserves to be finished. So I need to finish
okay.
Life is Strange. I need to finish Game of Thrones. You know, they're there and they're just
Sorry.
Ready to be done. I know, Rich,
some of those
I know.
Are fairly short, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Batman, I'm not that far into it. So, but I just, and I'm literally, goodness, from 6 or 8 months ago, I could grab a couple of hours every night. I'm lucky if I'm grabbing 3 or 4 hours every week at the moment. It's just nutty. But. Hopefully it'll start to quiet off a wee bit come to Christmas. Just this year, work-wise, has been an extremely busy year. Anyway, I'm just after finishing LEGO Marvel Super Heroes, the last two chapters.
Okay.
Goodness, that is a fun LEGO game. It made me titter every now and again. It's just great fun. It has all the Marvel characters in it. It has some humor. Yeah, it's probably the best LEGO game I've ever played.
What do you like most
fun.
About it, mate?
I think a bit of some of the humor. It's like aimed at kids, but just like Shrek and movies like that, there's a wee bit of adult humor
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
it as well here and there.
Right.
And there's some nice wee winks and nods to other movies that the kids probably wouldn't get. So, and the variety of the gameplay is brill. It's not terribly difficult, but it was just a fun, pretty good sort of superhero story, as good as any an Iron Man movie or anything like that. There, I got as much out of it as that. And if I wanted to go back, I could probably play it for another 6 months, trying to tie up all the little sub stories and all the little achievements and collectibles in it. So,
right.
yeah. So yeah, good fun. I've been doing some of that stuff in the middle there, Richard.
You
That's
blame
rapping,
Richard.
Rapping with an F, thank you.
Yes, rapping
yeah.
with an F, yes.
Again, a bit more Forza this week and this Hot Lap Challenge, getting that in and out. We'll talk a bit more about that later. And Fallout 4, I did grab a bit. Now, I've heard this story. Where am I in Fallout? Not that much further on. I'm out of the vault. I've passed the first bit where the first big fight where you meet your first big baddie. And
right.
then I made it way back to where my house is, or where my old house was. And I've met the first little group of people. That's general enough. Now, I heard this thing that if you went back into the vault, you could go
right.
and send your partner, your dog, what the heck. You can go and send your dog to go and fetch this wonderful weapon which is hidden in the boss of the vault's office. and because you couldn't get it, I mean, it was too advanced. And I heard people say, no, no, that's just, you can't do that. And I heard Stu on the Veteran Gamer say, no, no, he couldn't do it. He went back to do it and couldn't do it. Well, I went down into the vault, straight into the office, got my wonderful doggy, go find something, and straight away, ping, there's my wonderful gun. And if so it works.
So basically, Stu doesn't know how to play games.
It could be the PC thing again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it could be that too. So
I'm gonna stick with my first comment, though.
Yeah.
I love Stu. I love Stu. He filled in for us. I can't speak badly of the man.
So if you don't believe me and you want to see it happening, if you go on to Bongo the Scene on my Xbox Live feed, you'll see I Xbox recorded that, a little video of it happening. So, so I've got this groovy weapon. I have no ammunition for it. I'm just going to get lost in there. I am just going to get lost in that game, and that's what's frightening about it, because I just know it. The last time with Fallout, I just played it nonstop for several months and didn't play really anything else. It was all consuming. And the problem
it's
is...
It's a big game.
And the problem is with the way my life is right now, personally, and I'm trying to fit everything in, you almost feel like, I can't sit down and play this for half an hour. I need to have a couple of hours to be able to sit down and do it justice.
Right.
And it's, so it was a case of, well, I'll not bother. I'll go and do something else. But
yeah. So Witcher 3, ironically, very similar. You know, you think about it. We've had a number of really big games, you know, Fallout 4, obviously. The Witcher 3 was also a huge, massive game. Batman was also fairly lengthy, if I recall correctly. So, you know, you've got those three. You also had, of course, Dragon Age Inquisition from the year before. That was, you know, that released out, what, in
November,
I think? Yeah. So, in a short time period, a one-year time period, you had four really big games with a lot of duration to them. So, and then, you know, for PS4 players, they had, not Dark Souls, but...
Bloodborne?
Thank you. Bloodborne, yes. You know, and that game was not a short game by any stretch.
And what was that other PS4 title, which is really, really long as well? Beautiful graphics. It was like Gears of War.
No, Robin.
It was really, really long.
No, yes. So long.
Yeah,
you completely forgot the name of it.
Oh, yeah. So you could have started at 11 and finished it now? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That one.
All right.
Can I just interrupt this broadcast? I've just got to announce that this week the stream is actually being brought to you by Bethesda Softworks. They have sent me 14 candy bars and a ticket to go and see Bone Thugs and Harmony in Manchester Stadium. So they wanted me to shout out. So they're doing a lot of stuff for the stream, obviously. Shout out to them.
Right. So at this point, we should say that we are paid Bethesda employees.
Yeah, full disclosure.
Not of non-reality, but in our heads.
Yeah. Well, yes. me essentially, you know.
Yes, basically you.
Yeah, I'm a sponsor. Sponsored.
A sponsored
last
sponsor.
Thing I'd like to say is if anybody in the chat there is stuck for some Gears of War codes, because I've had my Gears of War Ultimate through, I got some nice codes for Gears of War. Which ones do I have? I have a code for Gears of War 3, so that's backward compatibly digital code, which I do not need. And I have a Gears of War 1 backwards compatible code. So if anybody wants those in the chat, let me know.
Yeah. Speak up in the chat.
Speak up, and I'll sort you out with those there. So Gears of War 3 if you want it. For some reason, I've got two of them.
Okay,
and that's me. That's me. Yeah, so it's been
good. You know why you probably have two of them, Robin, by the way? You probably got one from when they released Gears of War 3 as an Xbox Live Gold giveaway game.
Must have grabbed it then.
So you picked it up then, and then you got a copy of it with Gears of War Ultimate.
And I kept
my... I had the same thing happen.
In fact, I actually think I have two copies of Gears of War 3 on disc as well, because I bought it originally in a single disc, and then I bought Your Big Man, the big statue that I have,
right,
the big collector's edition, which I got cheap, and I have another one for that too. So, yeah, if you want Gears of War, just pick me up, and if nobody asks me in the chat, I'll let you know if they're gone by the end of the show, And if you're listening to this, email me at bongo@g4te.com and I'll send you them. Okay. That's everything I've been up to.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Webster, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I think Fallout 4 is probably the game you have played the most. But there's also another game and another experience I want you to talk about. So let's get the nonsense out of the way. Fallout 4.
Okay, so yeah, Fallout 4, week two of this game is just maniacally fantastic in every way, shape, or form. It's entirely addictive. It's mesmerizing and majestic in its delivery and structure, and everything about it is everything I look for in a game. There isn't really anything else I can say about Fallout. I'm building a treehouse, so I'm doing that.
Treehouse?
Treehouse. Nice!
Yeah.
Right. You say all those wonderful things, and then you say, I'm building a treehouse.
Yeah, I'm building a treehouse. Like a treehouse sort of fortress, kind of above the house where you're from in Sanctuary, where like, because that's like the first place you can build a base. So kind of doing it there. Something I did do before, my brothers come round and I was showing them Fallout, and I was going further and further south, and I'd crossed the halfway point of the map, and I was going further south, and I was getting annihilated, so I had to go fast travel back to my base and get in one of my power armors, because I've got four. And then go back, and I was killing Deathclaws. Do you know what is so amazing, right? When you're coming up in Fallout and you're coming up to a mutant camp, or what I've seen is mutants hiding out in little railway conductor buildings. And even in railway cars, I've seen them just hiding out in the cars. And if you spot them far away enough and you see a nuclear suicide bomber, super mutant, if you kill him, he'll just nuke everything around him. And that is just brilliant. I was running through the wasteland with my minigun, and I just saw this super mutant inside a train cart, and he was just there. I could hear him in the distance, just talking to himself. So I just battered my minigun in his face, and he just nuked the whole thing, and it was just really satisfying. Am I sadistic? This is satisfying stuff. But anyway, I'm going further south, and I'm trying to sort of edge towards the glowing sea area, but without going to the glowing sea area, because I know what will happen. So I'm just trying to sort of skirt the bottom of the map. I'm only level 17, so I'm not quite strong enough to be able to attack lots of stuff, but I'm at that point where I'm just confident enough that I'll give it a go. Story-wise, I've done my two main missions and a couple of the... I'm not going to spoil it, but a couple of the side missions to do with the towns and stuff. So I've not really done any story-wise, but exploring is just all I've been doing, and everything's fantastic. You know how Oblivion, the world was just the same meadow. And then in Skyrim, they made it so all the landscape was interesting and something to look at in every corner. This is just 10 times better. This, for me, is a better world than The Witcher 3. Because
high praise.
It's because, Witcher 3 is it's a beautiful world and all that, but in Fallout, I'll turn a corner and just the way they've designed their world, the way the land curved down and there'll be a tree fell over and there'll be cars stuck in trees and then a little radiated lake with a bear next to it. And then you'll go around the corner and then there's a destitute bunker and I don't know, there might be an old house that's just there and you're wow, someone was living there and then the bombs went off. And everything's just interesting. I've not been going through this game for 60 seconds without coming across something interesting to look at. It's just...
Questions.
Yes.
You mentioned power armor.
Yes.
And you said you had four. Right. Mm-hmm. So I took my power armor off and hooked it up on the stand that it goes on that you can go and repair it.
Oh, nice one.
Can you not carry your power armor at all?
You can carry the pieces.
The pieces of it, and the frame stays behind. So you can't... Okay, so you could leave frames around the place if you wanted to.
Yeah. So basically, the power armor is... It's kind of it's kind of like a vehicle. And then the pieces, the arms and the legs, they come off, but the power armor still stays power armor. It just doesn't have the outer armor on it.
Well, okay, so you really, the frame is the power armor.
Yeah.
Right?
So the frame itself, so the outer skeleton is the armor, and then the armor pieces, they're pieces that you can carry around with you, but you can't carry the power armor and build it separately somewhere else.
Right.
As far as I can see, anyway. I mean, you might be able to make new power armor somewhere. I've not got to that stage yet. I've not done anything with armor perks. I'm all gun nut and things like that.
Okay. And now, Joshua has this on his PC. And I have to say, I mean, the Xbox version looks really, really good. Yeah?
Mm.
But I have to admit, when I went down into Joshua's room and he had just started going through the bits, it looks lush on the PC. He's running it on everything on Ultra. Would that make sense, Rich?
Yes.
So he has everything running and it looked good in the Xbox. It just looked smoother or nicer.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, so, but... just like wow! I mean, it really is stunning looking on the PC.
Yeah.
There's a
do you know what helps a lot?
20% increase in looks. I don't know, maybe 20%.
It's the anti-aliasing as well. Like the PC version's got TXAA, which is like NVIDIA's special anti-aliasing. So it's got that as well, which makes everything sharper. And some of the lighting effects only really pop on PC as well. I mean, people, I honest to God, just like laugh inside just at some of the stuff people were saying when it was announced in the trailer and stuff, like how the graphics look shit. Dickheads were like, oh, it's PS2. I don't know what PS2 they were playing, but it was from the future because it's nothing like a PS2. This game is better looking than The Witcher 3, and I'll explain why, because some people keep saying, oh, The Witcher 3 is better.
That's a bold statement.
The Witcher 3 has a very nice lighting system, but a lot of the textures and the models, so like the tables and the buildings and stuff, they're quite generic. In Fallout, on those loading screens, you zoom in on those models for the weapons and stuff. They are so detailed. They have gone into a lot of detail on these things. So much so that it's like, I can't believe this is kind of the sequel to Skyrim in the technology sense, because it's just like, it is an actual next gen sort of step up. Mm-hmm. So in that respect, it looks better than The Witcher 3 to me. I mean, obviously like lush grass and all that's nice, but just the canopies and the trees and the cars and the models and everything in this game is just like amazing. But I can't talk about Fallout 4 anymore. Otherwise this will be the Fallout 4 podcast. Third,
so we're not going to let that happen again.
Yeah,
we've already had one of those.
Anyone? Two, any other questions of Fallout 4 before I?
Yes, I have a stupid question. What is a Deathclaw? I mean, I know what they are because I've been playing Fallout Shelter, but what are they? Are they a mutated
something
wolf?
You do not want to run into?
Yeah,
Kim,
I know.
They are. Kim, that, right? That is a stupid question. Basically,
I thought of two actually. It looks like an alligator sort of thing. Maybe it was an alligator or half alligator mated with bear, human.
Rich, do you know what the Deathclaw originates from?
Yeah, it's in the lore. The Deathclaws are like mutants of like a chameleon that was created through genetic engineering with the addition of DNA of various other species. However, due to mutation, they have lost their color-changing ability. I'm reading off the Fallout Wiki.
Okay.
Basically, they're a mutant. They're a mutant of a strong species of mutant Jackson's chameleon, whatever Jackson's chameleon is. So basically, a mutant chameleon.
It started off black.
Chameleon. Or basically the mutated angry version of the gecko insurance lizard.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a lizard.
Yeah.
So that chameleon has lost its karma.
Yes. Unfortunately,
karma.
And they are mean. They will take you out. It takes power armor to take these guys out because they grab you and lift you up and throw you around.
Well, they did. They did boost them up in terms of their lethality. Because in Fallout 3, Deathclaws, you could take them out fairly early on. And from what I understand in Fallout 4, Deathclaws are the real deal. You don't want to mess with them anytime soon.
In Fallout 3, all you had to do was get the it was like a special gun that you make, you know, because you can't get those specs, don't you? I can't remember which gun it was, but it wasn't a very powerful gun, and it had 1,000 damage to like critical hit, you know, because like, your limbs can break. Mm-hmm. All you do is shoot that onto their legs. Their legs cripple, and they can't run. And then you can just shoot a Deathclaw. In this, I've tried, like, shooting the legs. Fucking doesn't work. Just run at you. Run at you, throw you around, break you, and they are... They're like dragons in Skyrim, but on hard.
Scary.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Hey, just a quick word from the chat. Fraser has popped in between curling matches to say he'll be back in an hour to say more hello. So he's curling on ice.
Yes.
Yes.
Fumu is curling, winning championships right now. Yeah, that's what we want to hear. Bringing home the gold.
Soul Brothers in there and Psycho Wombles in there as well. So that's cool.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for all joining the chat. All right, Rich, let's talk real quick. Uncharted Drake Collection, PS4, early impressions. You've played your girlfriend's console, and I say girlfriend's console with question marks or quotes because I have a feeling this was a stealth buy. Here, honey, I'm giving you a PS4 because I'm going to be moving in and I want to play on a PS4.
That's basically it, what she said it was, yeah. She's like, oh, you just got to tell your mates, I got me beard to buy a PS4. Basically, right, Uncharted, like, we played the first one. It looks nice. Right. Voice acting's great. But a couple of things stood out to me as being a little bit old, and it's probably because it is an old game.
Right.
He jumps like he skips. If you just, like, jump forward as you're running, he just, like, does a little fairy skip. Okay. That was kind of funny. We were like, look at how he jumps. Whoops. Like a little jump. The whole when you do like iron sights, or like when you zoom on the L2 button and he does his gun, he kind of points it up in the air. Like he does it. It's like a weird animation.
Mm. Okay.
But anyway, we were surprised actually. We were like 10% of the way through and we'd done like the first bit and it was like, wow, it's not a very long game. Graphically looks great. It plays great. It's basically like the Tomb Raider games, you know?
Right. And now, is the Uncharted, so you're playing the first one. You have not played any other Uncharted since then, correct?
No. No, this is my
first
one.
So just the first game. Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to see a decided difference between the first game and the second and then third.
Yeah. We're enjoying it, though, and she was enjoying it as well, like the little puzzles. Like in the first level, like you've got to match the stones to the... to Drake's like the diary thing, so that was quite like good. She was liking that and stuff, and she's got. I think she was going to try The Last of Us tonight or tomorrow. I've told her. She was like, "I might try this." I was like, "You haven't got 2 hours, so don't play The Last of Us. Like, do it on when you've got like 2 hours or 3 hours, because this is meant to be like one of the best games on PlayStation for story and stuff. Play it on easy. Make sure you play it on easy because there's zombies, I think, and shooting things." So, yeah, she's going to do that. But, yeah, overall, I'm really impressed. It's a nice piece of kit. And we're going to do Little Big Planet 3, and I'll probably get... I was going to get Metal Gear Solid 5 on PC next year, but I'll probably get it on PS4 because it seems like a PlayStation game.
Yeah, I would definitely say Metal Gear, its roots are PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, excellent. Congrats on the purchase.
Thanks.
For your girlfriend. Right.
I
it's for your girlfriend. Don't forget, Rich, it's for your girlfriend.
I need to take an impromptu little break. Can you?
You can take an impromptu little break. Feel free. Just let me know. Give me a little nudge. I'll see you when you're back in the view, because I am seeing Twitch for the first time.
Yes.
I'm actually watching, so I can see your camera when you come back in. All right. For me, Tomb Raider. Been playing through. I was surprised at how much I had not, or how little I had played. I'm well into the story. I thought I was, you know, a good halfway through, and then I'm just past like 30% based on the game percentages. Yeah, but I'm not speeding through it. I'm doing a lot of, like you, Robin, not a lot of time to play games of late, so it's been little start and stops. You know, I'm on for, you know, maybe a half hour, get in as much as I can, and then I'm off and doing something else. And I've also been getting sidetracked with the little side quest stuff within Tomb Raider of just fetching things and finding tombs and exploring them and stupidly trying to kill grizzly bears. That's one thing that apparently Lara is not terribly well suited to take on grizzly bears.
Mark and yourself seem to have put a lot of time into it, Greg. You know, you seem to be getting your money's worth out of it.
Oh, completely. Tomb Raider to me is a fantastic game. It is one that I will keep saying, if you don't have an Xbox One and are not going to have a chance to get an Xbox One, but you have a PC capable of playing, the game, or you're going to have it on PS4, it's worth the wait. When it does come out for you, pick it up then. Don't fret. It will be worth playing when it comes out for you. It really has been a fantastic game so far.
Is it
And I
much,
just like some of
sorry, is it
Go
much
ahead, Glenn.
different from the first one, Greg?
Yeah, so they took the core of the first one, and I think they've made a lot of smart decisions and improvements to the game. So one, they knocked out multiplayer, and I sent in an audio clip last week and I talked about this, but we could talk about it real quickly again. So they got rid of the multiplayer, which I thought was a really smart idea. This game is not a multiplayer game. They were trying to kind of shoehorn in multiplayer in the last game, and it didn't feel right. It didn't make sense. So they've been able to devote the resources and the time towards the story, towards visuals, just towards other game mechanics. And so they've built out the crafting system is much more fleshed out now. There's a lot more to it. There's a lot more varied weapons and what you can do with them. You also have just a number of different like side quests, I'll call them, but they're not necessarily side quests other than just like collecting things, but you're getting them for a reason. Like you're collecting different things within the environment, but that's all stuff that you're going to be able to use to make your arrows for your bow. You're collecting scrap that you'll eventually be able to use towards upgrading your handgun weapons or your rifle weapons. You do have different outfits that you can or cannot use. The story will supply you with the appropriate quote unquote outfit for where you're at within the story, but you can always switch out to other outfits that you've maybe leveled up or earned through perks. And the tombs are a lot more, which was important. That was the one thing that was really missing from the first game. There weren't that many tombs. I everybody's talked about it, so I don't want to just reiterate, but there are tons. So,
Prawn Toast in the chat wants to know, are there dual wielding pistols?
I have not come across dual wielding pistols yet. So, it could be something you upgrade to later on. I have not gotten far enough in along my upgrade tree to see that. But I want to say that did happen last time in the first game. I thought
At the
you could
very end.
upgrade.
At the
Yeah, it
very,
was a
very
perk you could
end.
upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I haven't upgraded to that level yet to have dual wielding. I'm assuming it's going to be in the game. I can't imagine they wouldn't have it as part of the game. I will say, I also like that they've toned down the gore porn. So Lara one, she feels more realized in herself and comfortable being her own person, and so you don't feel like you're dealing with for lack of a better way to put it, the first Tomb Raider, the knock was she kind of always was kind of whiny, cry, why, poor me, and you felt like you were dealing with a little teenager that was in a grown-up world. And on top of that, they did a lot of torture porn to her, so every time she died, it was some kind of grotesque way that she died, and they did the slow-mo black and white of her. In this, you still get a little bit of that, but not nearly as much. And in terms of her character, she really is believable, I guess, is really the best way I'd put it. I see her and her abilities, and I feel it's a much more believable scenario. Now, that said, it's still a very unbelievable story in the grand scheme of it. I mean, just like Uncharted is an unbelievable story. But it's a fun roller coaster ride, and it's a fun action adventure. And it does feel like there's going to be a lot of good replayability to just going back and exploring areas and just finding all the different tombs and going through and just kind of rooting out everything you can. So,
Good. I'll play it. Not sure when, but when it goes cheap
yeah,
sometime this year, I'll pick it up.
me
Yeah. I
yeah.
hear
It
she's
is,
quite
like I said.
potty mouth this time as well. I hear the language is a bit ripe from her. Is that
That's
right?
funny. I hadn't noticed that. I really haven't noticed that, but that could just maybe not hearing it per se.
Hmm.
So yeah, No, I hadn't really noticed that she's been dropping a lot of curse words. As far as I could tell, she's fairly well-rounded in that side of it, but I don't know. Maybe she is.
Is Tomb Raider your sort of thing, Kim, is it?
Oh, yeah. I love the first one, so I'm eager to get my hands on this one, but I have so much in front of that that she's going to have to wait a little bit.
So. Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, it definitely looks like a game worth playing.
Good.
It will be rich for sure, and no doubt the PC version is going to look even more fantastic. I laugh because every once in a while I do just get caught kind of watching Lara's ponytail. And yes, I know a lot of people are like, sure, you're watching her ponytail. But just the way the hair and the dress effects, the way they have done that within game, it's some of the best looking hair in gaming. Anyway, that's Tomb Raider. Awesome. Wasteland 2, my guilty pleasure game. I swear to God, this game has its hooks in me for whatever reason. It's got me. And it's not like this is some like graphic powerhouse game. It's not. It is an old school top down RPG, manage your party, manage your inventory, turn based combat. Probably everything console gamers typically hate is in this game, and I love every second of it. And it's Fallout 4, Rich, just old school. And I say Fallout 4, maybe that's not the right version. It's Fallout post-apocalyptic. You're in the U.S. You're actually in Arizona. And what I actually kind of like about it is you're a ranger. You're the good guy trying to bring law and justice to the lands. But you still have kind of that, I don't know, that side of you that can do evil things if you want. You're not always going to go down that straight, narrow path. Yeah, it's a fun guilty pleasure game for me. It's not going to be for everybody, so I can't just sit there and say, "Oh my God, go out and get it." If you do like top down RPG turn based combat, it is certainly worth checking out.
It looks kind of like Pillars of Eternity.
Okay,
which came out on the PC from the Obsidian guys. That's like top down isometric, like team based role turn based RPG thing.
So. Wasteland 2, I believe it's the Interplay guys. It's a lot of the old Interplay guys, which were the original Fallout guys.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
So that's who made this game. So it's got its roots, if you will, from Fallout, and it's the old school Fallout, again, not the modern day Fallout. But yeah, so there's that. And Fable Legends. I can't really talk about it because I'm under NDA. Some interesting things about Fable Legends. One, you start up the game and they have their protection things up. Like your gamer tag is silhouetted all throughout the screen in like probably 30 or 40 different places. So, you know, if you ever try to do screen capturing and then photoshopping it out, it's going to be a total pain in the ass and not worth it. And just from the overall standpoint, I love a lot of what I'm seeing so far. However, I'm still hung up a little bit on the co-op online only, you know, no single player. It's one of those mental things for
I mean, have a hard time getting. You played the alpha, Kim, didn't you, as well, with me?
Yeah.
It didn't have all of that game tag stuff all over the place. The gameplay was fun, you know, enough, but again, is that enough for me? Multiplayer over and over again, grind it, new map, grind it, new map, grind it. So I'm not sure.
Depends who's playing.
Sure.
It looked pretty. It feels a little Evolve in that regard. And to me, Evolve, you know, I like the thought of Evolve. I like the premise of Evolve, but ultimately, I wanted a single player. I wanted a mode that I could go in by myself and not have to jump online with somebody if I wanted.
Yeah.
Playing this game with friends, by far a better experience. But you know, Evolve would have also really benefited from just, you know, not having to. And I know you can go in and do the AI bot stuff, but I don't know. I don't like managing AI bots.
I was going to go and buy it today because it's £12.50 at the moment, which is
seems tempting.
See, yeah, but and I almost caught myself about to press buy. You know,
yeah.
But it's that multiplayer thing. Am I really going to play it even if I had it? You know,
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's my hang up. And so I see Fable Legends in that same light, as I do Star Wars Battlefront. Although Star Wars Battlefront at least has its single player mode, which, it's a bot mode, kind of lone wolf horde mode, if you will.
The nice thing about Fable Legends, Greg, but is it's going to be free. So
true.
Yeah,
true. That is a fantastic price tag.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
cross-platform as well.
Yeah, right, yeah. It is cross-platform with PC, so we can get Mr. Webster in there.
Yeah,
he can be the evil, menacing overlord. I just threw you out there like that, Rich. I don't know why.
It's the stash.
It is the stash. It really is. Yeah.
All evil people in games have like British accents and mustaches.
Yeah. I like Dick Dastardly. You could just have the little like cue at the very end.
Stop the pigeon.
It'd be perfect.
All I hear when I look at myself in the mirror or whatever in the morning and stuff, like all I hear is, you know that song in A Million Ways to Die in the West? If you only had a mustache, it's very funny. That's all I hear.
All right, last thing I'm going to talk about, and we'll move on from this, and it is going to be a very brief, non-spoiler comment. The Walking Dead, it has been fantastic this season. We're hitting the midweek finale, or mid-season finale, if you will. But, man, The Walking Dead has had a really good, solid season so far.
Yeah. They've really had some great set pieces, haven't they? Like,
yes.
Big things.
And we've been talking, Rich, maybe a spoiler cast, talking Walking Dead. I think that's still in the works,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
We're not going to get it up like straight after the show type thing. It might be a week or two later when we can all get on, but give all the listeners time to watch it and catch up and all that.
Yes. Psycho Womble, Freddie Mercury, that you straight up, Rich, you do look a little Freddie Mercury, and that's that's a compliment at the moment, even though I believe he is dead.
My brother said that to me today.
Yeah.
I didn't think you had buck teeth.
I wasn't going with the buck teeth, just the stash and the do. That's
just
you know.
The stash, mostly.
Yeah, stash mostly. All right, let us move on. Kim.
Yes.
Let's talk about some new releases. We're going to talk about new releases, and then after the new releases and the monthly freebies, we'll go through both of those topics, and you'll be doing a lot of reading, Kim, and talking.
Okay.
Then we're going to do our news quiz, because we do have, I should say trivia quiz, not news quiz, trivia quiz. So I'm just giving Rich a little heads up, too, since he's running the show on the back end.
Okay.
So, Kim, that's your cue.
New releases. For November 27th and December 4th, we have Darius Burst Chronicles Saviors for the PS4 and the Vita. It'll be
Does anybody know what this game is?
No.
Anybody?
I'm assuming it's got something to do with Hootie and the Blowfish, but I could be wrong.
I was going with something stupidly Japanese.
You're probably a lot closer than I am, so.
Right.
But I have no idea, so. That will be out November 30th, and then we have One Final Breath out for the PC and Linux on November 26th, and the Mac November 28th, the Xbox One, the PS4, the PS3, and the Vita on November 30th. Up next, we have a game I'm interested in. It is Chivalry, Medieval Warfare, Xbox One, PS4, December 1st.
So Chivalry is not dead. Is that that's the joke that's supposed to be made?
Yeah, it's something like that, yeah. And then we have the one we talked about earlier, Just Cause 3, out for the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, and the PC on December 1st.
Buyer beware.
Yes.
And then we have I suppose it's the big one, the Rainbow Six Siege, out for the Xbox One, PS4, and the PC, also on the 1st.
Buyer beware.
I haven't got to play the beta on that one yet, so I'm still kind of out. I mean,
that can really fall back into, sorry, Kim, just to totally derail you, but that could fall back into the whole conversation we had about Evolve.
Yeah.
And Fable. Mm-hmm. So being online, having it be co-op, there's no single player. Although there is, they do have their terror,
Terrorist Hunt. Yeah.
No, it's not Terrorist Hunt, it's Terror Hunt.
All right.
Yeah, I think they're really hoping to build a platform like Counter-Strike is what they're trying to do here. Mm-hmm. So good luck with that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Alrighty.
Keep on going.
We have Darius First Chronicles Survivor for the PC on December 3rd, and Dragon Quest Heroes for the PC also on December 3rd.
Hmm.
And last but not least, we have Xenoblade Chronicles X for the Wii U on December 4th.
Yes, and that is probably the most highly anticipated game by Steve Conger ever.
Yeah.
He's
been forward to this game.
Not even Steve, but a lot of people in the industry are talking about this game, and it looks great, but it's very Japanese. Like, you have to be into that stuff. But it looks fun. It looks like probably one of the most technically marvelous Wii U games I've seen. Big set pieces, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I probably would love this game if it wasn't so Japanesey.
Yeah. Do you know what, mate?
Because it's got mechs.
We all started Japanesey, but I reckon we should just start getting back into it. I'm getting a 3DS for Christmas. I think we should start getting back into these Japanese games, because that's where we started. I mean, my God, some of the games I played on PS1.
Rich, I will let you lead that charge.
Thanks. I thought you would.
Strong fight.
Cheers.
All right, Kim, keep going. Monthly freebies. Tell us what we can get if we pay our subscription fees.
Alrighty, in November for the PS Plus, there are 6 games, 2 each for the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and of course the Vita. For the PlayStation 4, we have King's Quest, A Night to Remember, the first episode of the Gentleman's something. Alright. And then we have Gauntlet Slayer Edition from Arrowhead Game Studios.
Woohoo! Looking forward to that.
Yeah, there you go. PlayStation 3, we have SSX.
Food. Sorry.
That's all right. And we
At
have
Far Cry 3
Blood, November.
Yes, December. These are December games. Uh-huh. Sorry, yes.
See.
December. See? Yeah.
Way to go. All righty. And for the PlayStation 3, we also have Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. For the Vita, we have Freedom Wars and Rocket Birds Hard Boiled Chicken. Oh,
nice.
Yep. There you go.
Nice chicken. And for the Xbox, we have the Xbox One is The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing. That's all month.
What the hell is that? What is that?
Game of the year. Game of the year. Probably not.
It's
at all.
It's a port of a PC. Well, I can't really call it a port or not. But anyway, it's originally a PC game. And according to Marcanix, it's very good. So it's a sort of a Diablo-like game. So I'm kind of excited for that one.
Graphically, it looks nice.
That has saved this game a little bit. Because when I first saw this as being one of the games on offer, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, whatever. Because in my head, I associate this game with that movie. And that movie was fucking trash. So,
But it did have some redeeming features.
The vampire chicks, yes.
I'm thinking Hugh Jackman, but all right.
You know. I'm just showing it
wrong,
in the stream
Kim.
Now.
Wrong.
I'm just showing the game. It looks all right, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Kate Beckinsale any day now, you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking if, Jackman wants to come and play it with me, hey,
Maybe it will be good, and so maybe, you know, my initial ire is all for naught.
Well, either way,
that does
free.
Look good. I'm looking at it in the stream. So, it is free. True. You can't argue with free. And that does look like something I would actually like to play.
It kind of looks like the Wasteland 2 game you were talking about, but real-time combat.
It does. Yeah.
It looks a lot like Dota as well, like in its gameplay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I'm coming around on this.
All right.
Okay.
All right. What else? What else might get for free for paying for a subscription?
Alrighty, and the second game for the month will be Thief. It will be out
on the 16th,
January 15th.
Thief! The best game ever! Microsoft hits it out of the park again! Not! Thief! Why couldn't they put Rise in, or...
I know.
Or, what was that zombie one that you chop people up that came out on release? Dead Rising?
Dead Rising 3.
For Christmas time. Why should they should have hit it out of the park? Thief. Goodness.
Continue on, Kim. Continue on.
Alrighty, and for the 360, we have Castle Storm, December 1st through the 15th, which I have, and it's a fun little game. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I mean, well, they did. They gave out the Xbox One version of Castle Storm just, 2 months back?
Something like that, yeah.
So, spreading the love, I guess.
There you go.
And these are all backwards compatible,
yes,
just for the record.
They
so
are.
If you're one, yes.
Alrighty, and we have Sacred 3, which I have known nothing about, but it'll be out December 16th to 31st. And last but not least is Operation Flashpoint, Dragon Rising, December 16th to 31st.
And that is a very, a lot of people love that game. It's a very, very hard first-person shooter.
I'm looking forward to that one. I had avoided it when it came out, and I heard lots of people talking about it, and they said just what you said, Robin. It's hard, but it is a rewarding game. And I said, you know what? I don't want to spend $60 on this and potentially be disappointed. So I avoided it. I'd never picked it up. And now I'll at least get a chance to play it.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Kim, thank you for that stellar
Welcome.
Reading of all of the games and what we get for free for paying for a subscription. All right. Playdates. Robin, I'll let you take over this portion.
Okay, well, there's a fair bit of Halo still going on, and there's the G4T community group, and you'll find them on Halo Waypoint. There is some Clash of Clans and Boom Beach still going on. Again, a search for G4T.com and join the fun there. We also have our video competition, the first of our competitions, which is called We Are Epic. So you probably know a lot about this already. 30 seconds of video doing something funny or something skillful, and you'll win you $20 of gaming bucks. So you can post your clip on Facebook at epic.g4te.com or send it to me at bongo@g4te.com. And this is running until the end of December, and there's been quite a few entries already, so have a look at those.
I've got some clips to show. I've got to get them up there.
Yeah, do that.
That's even though I'm not going to win.
I'll maybe even put my Fallout 1 and getting my groovy gun.
Why?
Forza is still a thing, and this is a thing that I put a lot of time into this month, over the month.
All right.
And because I won it last month, I thought I'd spin it up a bit and do a hot loot challenge. And you can win some of my nerdy loot. It was in a Mini Cooper in Rio, and you have to have Bongo the Sane on your friends list. Now, this ends on Monday at midnight, and it is extremely close at the moment. It's the leaders have changed three or four times this week, and I'm in the lead with a fantastic time, 16th in the world, in fact, is Bobag. Just unbelievable time. Wodan, he had taken the lead at the beginning of the week. By a few tenths, and Bobag came and smashed it, and then I'd came back up, and then it went away again. And
right now, you say smash it. I just want to point out to the people listening to the show right now, the term smashed it. We're talking about the third place time is 47 seconds and 47.993.
Yep.
And the first place time is 47.454.
That's half a second. But on a course like this, it's a short.
And there's somebody in between that. You know, in between that Oreo cookie is Wodan at 47.667.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Yeah. I mean, I had beat Ball Bag's time by 2/1000 earlier on the week, and then he went and beat me. But this time is almost half a second ahead of my time and 2/10 ahead of Wodan's time. And I mean, Taffman's there at almost a dead 48 seconds. Extremely close. Coming up our rear, that are also part of this here, is Steve-O, Parsnip, Reigning God Zippo has threw his hat into the ring, and Psycho Wumble. He stopped to have a picnic on the way round. His lap is rather slow. So that ends on Monday night. You can win.
Stay strong, Wumble.
Yeah,
stay strong.
Yeah. So Bobag at the moment looks like he's going. I had a quick crack at it today, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to beat it or not, but I'm going to have another crack. So if you want to try and win my nerd loot, you don't know what you're going to get, but you'll get a nice little box of loot. Get your time in. Okay, so we're on to Victory Achieved, and this is our second of our competitions, or third of our competitions, I suppose. And this is when you finish a game, you take a selfie of yourself with the titles of the game in the background, and you tweet that off to @g4te.com. You spell the dot, and this is what happens: is you entered into a draw, and this will run until the end of December, and you will win a $20 or £15 gift card. And our victory achieves for this week, Mark Alex, he finished Rise of the Tomb Raider, just behind yourself there, Greg. He missed it by a few hours.
Ironically, it was pretty funny. Yeah, Robin, he's like, hey, Greg, how close are you to finishing Rise of the Tomb Raider? Maybe we could talk spoilers after the show one of these times. And I'm like, not even close.
Mark also quite happily finished Bloodborne. I know he's been at that for a while. That's a good finish. Pixel Theater is working her way through the Uncharted series that you have there, Richard. So now she finished Uncharted 2 Amongst Thieves. Mr. Miyagi went back to the Half-Life world and played Black Mesa. Psycho Womble finished The Walking Dead Season 2. Caliburn finished Fallout 4, and that's the first finish. Good lad yourself.
Nice.
And Filthy found his way through Beyond Eyes, and I finished Lego Marvel Superheroes. So
yeah, hats off to Caliburn for finishing Fallout 4. That's a big finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think going back and forth on Twitter, he's put about 40-odd hours into that to get to that point, which is he must have sort of straight-lined through the story. So right. I know he is going to go back into the game again, because I know some people are up there at 70 and 80 hours yet and are only scratching the surface. So he must have made his way straight through.
Amazing. Amazing. All right. Well, thank you, Robin, for that. All right. Now we're going to dive into some podcast trivia.
Ooh, cool.
Yes.
Shaking it up.
Podcast trivia. So good friend of the show, Jason Johnson, he made special effort to send us trivia. So he basically said,
Hail reading, to the king.
Reading not my first thing, apparently. Hello, OC crew. I have now been sending you trivia for a whole year, with a few exceptions, a couple weeks here and there. But he took time to create 10 questions, and they're 10 questions we've already answered over the past year.
No. Cyber Shinobi.
So this will be your trivia for this week. So 10 questions. We've already seen these appear, but risen from the ashes. It's our trivia for this week. Let us start with Rich. Rich, this question is for you. Rich, what American soccer player appears alongside Lionel Messi on the cover of FIFA 15 in North America? Is it A, Clint Dempsey, B, Landon Donovan, C, Jermaine Jones, or D, José Altidore?
I'm just going to go Jermaine Jones. I don't know why.
That would be incorrect, Rich. That would be incorrect. It was Clint Dempsey.
Do you know, I had a feeling about Clint, you know. I've heard that before, I think.
I like Clint Dempsey was, yeah.
I think I've got that question wrong before.
You might have got it wrong before, too, yes. All right. We'll go to Robin next. Robin, how many boss fights are in the original Castlevania? Is it A10, B6, C12, or D4?
Oh, my God. Why can I not remember this? I know I remember this.
Boss fights in the original Castlevania. How many were there? Is it A10, B6, C12, or D4? And I love that there's no help for you in the chat right now. Nobody is even gandering a guess. This is all on your own, Robin.
10.
10 would be incorrect, sir. It was actually 4. 4 boss fights in the original Castlevania. Kim, this is appropriate for you because we're talking about women. Kim, Samus Aran from the Metroid series was orphaned as a child and raised by which alien race, Kim? I know you know this like the back of your hand.
Of course.
Was it A, the Metroids, B, the Zora, C, the Xenomorphs, or D, the Chozo? Which alien race?
The last one, whatever those were. The Chozo.
The Chozo?
Yes.
Kim, you came out swinging just like you do in these news quizzes. Yeah, guessing is your thing, I can see. Yes, the Chozo it is.
Damned.
Yes. All right, Rich, we are back to you.
I've also got that question wrong before. It's weird. This is really weird.
Pretty sure I've gotten all of these questions before wrong. Rich, what year was the first SimCity released? First SimCity, Rich.
I remember this one.
Right. Is it A, 2003, B, 1989, C, 1993, or D, 1999?
Hmm. 1999
is your guess. Is that correct?
It could be 93, but there was no Windows 95 then. It would have been running on Windows 3.11. A DOS game? No. 99.
Rich, I'm sorry to say you are incorrect. Rich, if you had said 1989, you would have been correct.
Wow.
See, I heard that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Smart. It's old.
It was a DOS game. It was a DOS game.
Was a DOS game. I never thought it was a DOS game. I thought it was like 3D. Always like 3D, 2D stuff. Oh, well.
Robin, we are back to you, my friend. Yep. Robin, in Dishonored, what is the first name of the Empress Caldwin who is murdered at the beginning of the game? Name of the Empress Caldwin who is murdered at the beginning of the game. Is it A, Emily, B, Josephine, C, Jessamine, or D, Jillian?
What kind of name's Jessamine? What the fuck?
I was asked this question.
A, before. Emily, B, Josephine, C, Jessamine, or D, Jillian?
You sure it's not Jasmine?
Josephine.
I am sorry, Robin.
I wonder if I got it wrong with the same wrong answers I got the wrong the last
probably.
Time.
Probably.
It might have been because I'm pretty sure we answered this way last time.
God.
It was Jessamine. Jessamine.
And that's also very good value on Black Friday sales at the moment as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kim, are you ready?
Here we go.
Kim, Squall is a character in which Final Fantasy game? Squall. All right. Is it A, Final Fantasy VII, B, Final Fantasy Tactics, C, Final Fantasy 13-2, or D, Final Fantasy VIII?
Because I play so much Final Fantasy.
No pressure, Kim, but I know this one.
Yeah, me too.
If she does not get it correct, I will go to Rich next, and then I'll go to Robin, since they both have said they know it.
I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VII.
Kim, I am sorry, you are incorrect.
Well, shoot.
Rich and Robin, I'm going to have you each give your guesses, and then I will tell you if you're correct. Rich, what is your guess?
It's the one with the cool revolver sword. It's Final Fantasy VIII.
Robin, what do you think this is?
I don't know. What was the question?
Squall is the character in which Final Fantasy game? Final Fantasy Tactics, Final Fantasy 13-2, or Final Fantasy VIII?
13-2.
Richard Webster, you did indeed know. Yes, Final Fantasy VIII.
It's a good game. Bit weird magic system, but it's a good game.
All right, speaking of weird magic systems, here we go, Rich. Are you ready?
I'm ready, always.
Rich, how many games based on the Alien franchise, including Aliens vs. Predator games, have been released in the last 10 years?
I got this right.
Is it A, 9, B, 7, C, 12, or D, 10? How many Alien games in the franchise have been released, including Alien versus Predator?
Okay. Had Alien Isolation been released when this question was asked?
Yeah.
I believe it had been, yes.
Yeah, because that was early last year, wasn't it?
Everything current. And yes, Prawn Toast, these are really hard questions. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll just go with 10. I don't know.
10 would be the right answer.
Wow.
Well done.
Nice.
There you go. Alien, what's his name? Alien, the sunny side of vanilla ice cream. I'm just making these up. I don't know. Brought to you by Bethesda.
Robin, here we go. Robin, in the Dead Space games, what is the name of the protagonist, Isaac Clarke's girlfriend?
Oh, I got this
you
one.
You get all these questions, Robin. Yeah. Is it A, Nicole, B, Ashley, C, Lauren, or D, Michelle?
What was the second one again, please?
Nicole? I'll give you all of them again. So yeah. You have A, Nicole, B, Ashley, C, Lauren, or D, Michelle.
Lauren?
I am sorry, you are incorrect. Damn it. Was Nicole. It was Nicole. You were taken by Nicole. You should have gone with Nicole.
I should have went with Nicole.
All right. And he gives us two final back-of-the-box questions. So this will go out to the group. We'll go in quick-fire succession. I'll go start with you, Kim. Here is the back-of-the-box description. Tell me the game of this back-of-the-box description. Remember, we've had these games before on the show. So here we go. Viva la Vengeance. Unleash a huge arsenal of vehicles, weapons, and explosives to destroy the Nazi war machine. Change the city of Paris with your acts of defiance and encourage citizens to fight back against the occupation, infiltrate enemy territory, and hunt down the man who destroyed your life. Kim, what game am I?
Dear Lord.
That is not the name of the game. No.
Wolfenstein? I don't know.
It's a valiant guess, but incorrect. Rich.
I got this right when it was first asked, and I'm going to get it right again. It was The Saboteur.
The Saboteur.
Yes, oh, indeed. Wow. Yes, it is The Saboteur. All right. Well, Rich, you now have won yourself a question.
Oh.
Rich, name this game based on the back of the box description.
Okay.
Become Harkin, a man tormented by a history of evil deeds that weigh heavily upon his conscience. His dark past holds the key to saving both himself and humanity. When a fallen god unleashes his demonic army, only Harkin can stand in its path. What game am I, Mr. Webster?
Harkin. It doesn't ring a bell. Could it be maybe like Demon Souls?
Or is that your guess?
Or is it Soul Reaver? Let's go Demon Souls. I don't know.
Rich, I'm sorry, you were incorrect. Robin,
was it?
Do you need me to read this again?
No, was it one of the God of Wars? Was it God of War?
Sam's God of War, doesn't it?
God of War something.
God of War something. That is an incomplete answer. I need a game.
Oh, fuck, I don't play those. I've never played one, just know them. God of War 2? Is that two?
That would do, but it's okay. Not correct. Here's my hint, and we'll go back real fast. Round robin. I played this during Extra Life. Kim, what game am I? And I played this as in me, Greg DeLacy, during my Extra Life campaign.
Yeah, you're not reading Teflon's note.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like
become Harkin, a man tormented by a history of evil deeds that weigh heavily upon his conscience. His dark past holds the key to saving both himself and humanity. When a fallen god unleashes his demonic army, only Harkin can stand in his path. Kim, what game am I?
Is it Lords of the Fallen?
You got it right!
Wow. It took me a minute, but I finally got it. Yeah.
Yes, I did try to do a little emphasis on Fallen, by the way.
Thank goodness for that, because I was going to embarrass myself with Guitar Hero that Prawn Toasted suggested.
Yeah. That was as good a suggestion as any at that point. All right, Jason, thank you so much for the trivia over the past year. It has been awesome, and you very much are part of the group here.
Thanks, man.
We need to get you on the show more often. He has made an appearance here and there, so hopefully 2016, we can get that happening a little more often. All right, I think that's kind of the wrap on the show. We can kind of finish things up here. Let's do some closing notes, and then we'll do some shout-outs. If you want to be part of the conversation on the podcast, just tune in every Saturday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. UK. If you're outside of those time zones, do math. It's not -5, by the way. Yeah. I can help you out with that. All you have to do, go to your browser of choice, type in twitch.tv/g4te or Even simpler, live.g4te.com, and you will be taken to our live page. You can email the show if you want to send in trivia like Jason Johnson has done religiously, podcast@g4te.com. We have a Twitter that you can follow if you want, as well as our own personal Twitters, which you can see on the screen. But you have @OC_podcast. That is the official podcast Twitter. We have a Facebook group because that's what we do. We're all about the community here. We love the community. So Facebook, it's a thing, fb.g4te.com. Just type that in. You go right to our lovely Facebook page, and you can even get into the Epic Challenge with just doing epic.g4te.com. It's just that simple. We try to make things easier with all of these crazy subdomains that Parsnip went nuts on. There are even more subdomains, by the way, that I refuse to use. He's created like 50 more that we could throw into the show. It's too many. This is just enough. 20% voucher on Green Man Gaming. If you want, go to our Twitter page. You'll find the link there, and you can get 20% off. I'm not going to read the subdomain now because now I'm going to be anti-subdomain. We do have a donation page if you want to give towards the prize fund for all of the cool contests we run. We don't take any money from you guys to run the show. We do that out of the kindness of our heart and because, we just like podcasting. So, absolutely, if you want to help boost the prize pool or contribute there, donate.g4t.com. I know I said I wasn't going to do one, but I did one anyway. That's a subdomain. Go there. iTunes reviews and Stitcher, we do want you to give those to iTunes and Stitcher because it just helps other people find us. And, of course, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitch. You can also check us out on YouTube.
Pinterest.
Pinterest, yes. We have a Pinterest page. We also have on there How to Bake Pumpkin Pie.
Yeah, my Nan post recipes on there.
Right. Recipes galore, gaming recipes, proper ratios of Doritos and Mountain Dew. Very important to know. And with that said, let's do some shout outs, throw it around the table. Robin, why don't you start first?
Okay. Just no one has in the chat has wanted my Gears. So anybody listening to the podcast, if you want a digital copy of Gears of War 3 or Gears of War 1, please shout me up at Bongo the Sane on Twitter. Bongo space the space scene on Xbox Live or bongo@g4t.com and I'll sort you out there. I want a big shout out to Nicole. We are so happy for you.
Yes.
Big Finally. Hugs. Yay. Fantastic stuff. Yo, so big hugs to Nicole. She's a some great life-changing news this week, and it's been fantastic.
Yeah. She even has more life-changing news coming. I can't say anything. I've been sworn to secrecy, but I know something that none of you know.
Ooh.
Good. That's good. As long as it's positive, she deserves all the positive
100%
that she can get. It really does, yes. After the year she's had. And to everybody that's in the chat, Step J, Prawn Toast, we had... Fraser in there for a while, who's curling away like mad. Step J,
Wizard,
Sega Wumble, Soul Brother, so and Ball Bag. So great to have you all in the chat. So yeah, and that's me. Have a great and safe gaming week, everybody.
All right, Kim, go.
All right, I want to thank all our lovely listeners and our lovely viewers out there. Thanks for tuning in and putting up with this. I'm glad that you're back, Greg. So it was kind of weird without you, but we filled in, we did our thing. And I want to thank the rest of you for, being here. And, that's it for me. How about you, Rich?
I want to shout out my mustache.
It is a nice mustache.
Yeah, it won't be much longer. And people have complimented on me, on it. People have said I look like Freddie Mercury. Other people have said I look like a Frenchman. Generally, overall, people are impressed. One person said I look like a rapist attacker. That wasn't very nice. It just wasn't. And, so I give a what for, I'm only messing. Right. That's bad. I want to shout out my girlfriend because she got the PS4 today and it's great. And we're going to have some good times on there. It's a weird controller. It's weird to get used to. And I keep hitting the middle big button instead of start or options button. I keep hitting the middle one. But, yeah, it's quite cool. And I want to shout out all the listeners and everything and the people that watch us on Twitch. We've had quite a few people in tonight, so that's good. And just you guys for being there, Nicole, and that's about it. I don't really give a fuck about anyone else, so yeah. See you later.
All right. Well, I want to shout out, of course, everybody on the podcast team, including Mr. Christopher Matthew, who made a guest appearance. I believe we also had Stu jumped on. Trying to think of some of the other guest hosts we had. I believe we had Mr. Brown. Didn't he make it from Boss Wave? Help me out. Robin, who were some of the guest hosts we had on? I know Fumu brought in a few outsiders.
I don't think it was anybody that was on from Robin. Well, Robin wasn't on. Oh, Nat was, of course. Sorry. Flipping.
Yeah, Natris. Hammer Natris, time. Thank you.
Sorry, just yes. When you mentioned him. Richard Natris. If you're a friend of his on Facebook, look back at his Facebook page at what he did when he was a youth with a sledgehammer. Oh my God, it's so funny and explains so much. Hammer time! Anyway, thanks, Nat.
But yeah, so, you know, but also a real big shout out to you guys. And Rich, a huge shout out to you for creating our new overlay for Twitch. I hope I can work it whenever you are not on the podcast, because it is awesome and everybody apparently enjoys it quite a lot. So it looks great. Thank you, sir. And again, thank you guys for manning the ship when I wasn't here. It is actually kind of a big relief, to be perfectly honest. The ship didn't sink, you know. You guys kept it all together and it moved right along.
It didn't sink, but the anchor fell off once or twice.
I didn't want to point any of that out. A week or two, I was trying to stay positive.
It needed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to get it squeezed out of a recording afterwards.
Yeah. Oh God! I think once it needed a finger up the bum as well, but that we won't talk about that.
That'll get it moving. That'll get it moving. Anyway, so that said, thanks everybody for being in the chat, for listening to us on audio. We really appreciate all of your contribution. Without you, this is just a fraction of what it should be or could be. And catch us next week. Yeah. That's it. I think we're done.
Yeah. Buy a fishing rod.
That was loads of fun. All right, no, nobody's responded yet. They're all slackers.
Of course.
Totally.
Asshats, all of them.
Asshats, all of them. I like it.
Yeah, see, it works.
It's totally true. Why is that not going? Let me just... All right. No worries, Rich. No worries. So, Rich, you're going to run OBS?
Yeah.
That's the plan?
I will indeed. All
right. What do I need to do for you, if anything?
Nothing. Just be lovely.
I can do that.
Yeah. I fixed my audio.
You sound good. Yes. Your levels are perfectly fine on this end.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I could not figure out what that was from. Or did you figure it out?
Yeah, it was because, I think I had the wrong mic selected.
Ah, yep. I thought so, because it sounded like it was a mic, but it almost sounded like it was a mic across the room.
Yeah, so like it could have been that, or it could have also very well been my levels on my Windows microphone were at like 20%.
Ah,
so awesome. Yeah, but now they're sorted, so I'll be loud again. I just need you. Yeah, while yous are on, I'm just going to set up the webcams. I need a Wii, and I need to make a brew, and I need to have a ciggy before we start.
Okay.
Alrighty.
But let me just sort out these. Five, four, three. I'll just start it as like starting soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys,
and then you're
going to
tell me. You'll tell me when I can start talking, correct? As Robin just walks away. Rich. Everybody just walked away.
They're just
away.
Gone.
I know. Maybe I should open up. Since I'm not actually doing anything other than this, maybe I can pull up Twitch and actually look in on what's going on.
Good idea.
My wife.
Not yet, Greg. Right, I'm still playing the music. Some girl just liked one of my tweets.
It's good.
Yeah? Thunder. Na 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 na. I've got to sing it for you because you can't hear it. Na 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 na. Thunder! Here we go. Right, volume down. Start speaking, Greg.
Go to the profile a little bit, Rich. Turn sideways. His stash, it's not... You know how sometimes you see people growing out a mustache?
Yeah.
And you can tell it's just... It's basically peach fuzz. It's not really a mustache. Ugh. His, it's got some depth. It's actually bushy.
Is it real?
So it is real.
It's I have to trim it and everything because it goes over down my lip and I feel it whenever
that's
it broke.
That's yeah. Although that is the thing. I mean, if you build that out and you get the
it's so itchy.
Goatee going, yeah.
itchy. That's and you just when you're going to shave it off, are you going to have a just for a few minutes, a little Hitler for a few minutes just to see what it'd be like?
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.